Dallas, Denver, just looking to continue that momentum here on your own side of the league?
Yeah, back to the homestand before the last road trip. I liked our Detroit and St. Louis games as well. I think we've been consistent. I mean, that's one truth. We've been pretty consistent in our game, whether we're home and on the road.
How long do you expect to maybe lose Evander, do you know?
Yeah, I don't expect we're going to lose him at all. It's a five-minute. I think that's the right call. It's a hit from on the numbers. There's a penalty for it. It's an expensive penalty in a 3-2 game. And for me, that's the right call, and we move on. I'm clearly not making the final call here.
So different than, say, Lowry's, you think?
I think there is a difference. One's a hitting from behind penalty. One's a boarding penalty. Different original positioning. I mean, we'll argue all those points. I don't know if it's going to matter, but they're different calls, and I think that does matter.
I think you're the most penalized team in the league. When does that become a concern, or is that just part of this new team's identity?
It is a piece of that. If you play an aggressive, tight gap game, you have more confrontations on the ice. The ones we want to, that we talk about that we want to eliminate are the one-handed stick infractions. And the danger is that you don't like them on video and you're wondering why they have to be called when what really you need to do is just not do it. And the only other concern is when you get the reputation of being the highest penalized team, you lose the benefit of the doubt. And, well, it must be a penalty. It's Winnipeg. So we talk about it. I don't want to lose any of that other piece. And if we have to live for a while, the byproduct being that we're taking more penalties, then we have to do that. Because coming off it and playing a different game won't be to our strength.
Paul, you kind of hinted at it a little bit earlier this week, and it's often known that teams are kind of just due for one of those games where they just are on the opposite side of the line. They get blown out, if you will. Why do you feel like you guys, no matter who the opponent is, no matter injuries, whatever, you seem to be in every game and haven't really had that kind of taste of, getting their butts added to them, really?
It's coming. Over 82 games, everybody has one or two of those, and those don't worry you. If it's every fourth night, whether you're winning 5-1 and then losing 5-1, that's where you get concerned. I guess I'm hopeful that what's going on, what I'm seeing now, and this has nothing to do with coaching. I mean, the two things that are really strong for us are our compete level and then whatever's happening in that room before the start of games. Whatever routines, and I do believe they have routines, there's things they're doing before the start of every game that get them to the right lather, get them to the right intensity level to start the games on time. And then the games look from the bench, and I think I'm talking about through the players' eyes, look like something they expect. So this is what it looks like when we're forechecking. This is our neutral zone. So they can understand, get off the rails a little bit. We just get back to back to the way it's supposed to look. So why consistent? I mean, it's so important for us, and we're kind of still new in this whole process, is to continually play like that as you build that memory bank of what your team's supposed to look like. So different games. The Edmonton game, and Edmonton didn't get nearly enough credit for the game that they played in here. And I think you saw the evidence of that last night. They played a really solid game. We didn't move the puck particularly well. Well, we beat it to death is what we did. And then we were much better in our next two games, but the structure of our game really wasn't any different. So the nights when the legs aren't there and that happens, and the nights when the hands aren't there and that happens, your game doesn't look a whole lot different except you're not snapping it around, you're not generating the same kind of offense.
Paul, just to clarify, was Kane on the call or is he banged up?
Yes, so that's
up?
Why, oh, no, okay. What, it, this is a function of probably where our American League team is, because we can't have these calls happen late in the day and the decision right. Come even later and still get somebody in for a game if we needed them. They moved the call, and then we've got a flight here today and Kevin was on a plane going to the jam meetings. There was a window here. It happened to be when we were on the ice, but we actually appreciated the fact that they moved it around, so that's why he wasn't on the ice.
And just a thought on TJ Gagliardi and how he fits in, or do you want to get him into a game soon? Or?
Well, he goes in if Evander comes out. Right. And we've had this conversation. It's a tough spot to be. Unless we've sat down as a group and say, okay, I'm rotating players in and out here for the next 10 games, so don't let your confidence take a hit. I really like the way our team's playing. I like at times, especially it seems in Western Conference games, I like having Anthony and Chris in the lineup at the same time. It takes some pressure off Mark Stewart, I think, in certain areas. So, and you know, Matt Halstuck's just come in and played, you know, he's just played great for us. He's just great intensity, great on the bench. So it's tough. There's competition there for that job. And I normally don't like to leave a guy out that long, but when I sit down and put the lineup on paper and I take a look at the other team's lineup, that's why those decisions have been made.
It's fair to say he still has a role on this team, despite being
there. It's going to have a real important one tomorrow if Evander doesn't play, for sure.
Paul, there's been several reported incidents of mumps in the league, and I was just curious to know, on behalf of our news department, if the Jets have done anything with respect to guarding themselves against the potential of that.
Yes, we have.
Can you outline anything?
I don't know. I don't know if it's if we got some top secret stuff. Is that a competitive advantage? We're not getting the mumps. Other teams might. So our medical team, right from the get-go, started talking about how we would deal with that. Put plans in place, water bottles, towels, all that kind of stuff. When you're going into those areas that you're worried about, and did their thing, and so far it's been good.
Andrew Ladd at the end of practice seemed to get rubbed out on the boards. What do you know?
Took a stick. He's fine. Probably unhappy, but fine. I would say, yes, definitely unhappy. No teeth missing. Everything's good.
Well, just your mention about taking the pressure off Stewart, having guys like Anthony and Chris in the lineup, do you feel like as you guys continue to build on your reputation in this league that teams are finding other ways and maybe Shifley or Trouba or other guys are being kind of targeted as potential... take them off their game while they've been playing.
No, I don't think anybody's going after those guys. I think if you're a good player, you got the puck, you're going to get hit. So you're in that. We're finishing our checks. They're finishing theirs. I don't find that as a concern. As a matter of fact, having those players in the lineup, I think probably lessens maybe that a little bit because they know there's an answer to anything we don't like. So. No, I mean, getting hits, good thing. A lot of nights you got the puck. You know, we like to lead the win the you know, the hit game, but we'd much rather have the puck an awful lot. But we're gonna finish all our checks because we can get to them. You know, so we're kind of big and kind of fast. So that means we're gonna get there on time because we have good skaters, and when we get there, we've got men that know that they can finish their checks. Now, I'm not in the room screaming at Matty Perreault to be running guys over, but if he's there, he does what he has to do. So everybody's got a job, everybody's got a role. There are certain things that when we don't have the puck, everybody's the same player. You know, we're all committed to the same concept and idea, but clearly if you're 6'3 and can skate, we expect that check finish because you can get there on time.